KJ McCurley with me, and also Coach Matt Zediker. First of all, KJ, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. Just ready to get this season wrapped up with Childersburg, but I just really want to get in the win column. And I know Coach Matt Zediker does. First of all, Coach, how are you?
I'm well, Buck. How are you?
I'm good. Has it been a good week?
It's been a good week. It's really good tonight. Got to bring my senior with me and actually eat before we talk tonight. So I might go to sleep with this big old full belly.
I tell you what. How you doing, Cam Estelle?
I'm good. How about you?
I am doing good. And, of course, we're so glad to have you here. First of all, Coach, last week, it was not meant to be against Dayville, but I saw a lot of good things on the football field last week.
Yeah, just to tell, it's like a recurring story with just self-inflicted wounds with penalties and turnovers. We had a good game plan, felt like we could play with them, did play with them, but again, silly turnovers and just penalties. We had 110 yards of penalties, and you can't do that trying to win a game, But listen, the kids play, and they play till the end, and that's kind of what we've been hanging our hat on all year. I hate it. I want these kids to get a win so bad. I want them to experience. I want our community experiencing. And so we've had a really good week of practice this week. We've had some fun. Kind of honored the seniors all week long. This is their last ride, and did some fun things after practice. We did a little seniors. We only had eight of them because two of them were hurt. So we did an 8-on-8 instead of 7-on-7, 8-on-8. And they beat all the underclassmen. No, y'all
no, we
got
lost.
Beat. But the Monday we did a punt, pass, and kick competition, and they won that one. And so it's been a good week.
I bet I know who kicked it the furthest on the senior bunch. I'll get to that here in a minute, but KJ, I know you had something to ask Coach.
Yeah, Coach, you talk about that Dadeville game.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't able to be there, but I heard all about it, really heard the fight was once again there from the start, mm-hmm. and was really encouraged to have that. With things going on in the season, it's really easy to kind of lose the mentality part of it, of why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah. How have you guys just been able to continue to come out strong and fight on the opening kick? Because there's some reasons for your young guys to kind of lay around right now, but they're not doing that.
They're not. First, it's credit to these kids. They've bought into what we're doing. They're believing in what we're doing. They know the record's not what they want, but I think they're kind of seeing the success that's coming on down the road. Unfortunately, for our seniors, we got one more shot at it. But man, to their credit, they still do what we do. We're preaching the little things. We're preaching, we're not going to cut corners even when we are losing, and they're bought into that. And man, they're still getting up every morning and showing up in the weight room. We're killing it and having good practices. And I think we got a team now. Some guys have been dismissed or have left and whatnot, but the core group of what we got now, man, genuinely enjoy football. And they want to come out and they want to play every day. And they've taken these first 3 days of this week and really have kind of been saying, man, this is it for this year.
Yeah.
And so, but listen, we got one more game. We got one more fight in us, and we like our game plan. And so, hopefully we can finish this thing out the right way and get some rewards for everything we've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And one of those guys that you're talking about, leaders and working hard, always showing up where it matters, is with you tonight.
Yeah.
And Cam, and I want to ask Cam a question because it's been shorter for me than McCurley Sr. since we were seniors in high school. And so I can tell you that I can relate. I can relate to the feelings the week of. I was a one-sport athlete. I played basketball. You play multiple for your school, so just outstanding in a lot of different areas. So how has this week been for you just emotionally? I know me and you talked a little bit about it, but, man, you mentioned the word bittersweet. I know it would mean nothing would make you happier than to go out Friday night with that last game being a W in the win column.
Yeah, it would mean a lot. Just the main thing that I thought about this week is the first day that I stepped in the weight room my freighth grade year, I told myself I want to lead a program better than what I found it, and not necessarily just in wins and losses, but a mindset thing. You know, we have a fight to us. We have a little bit of grit, perseverance. We're a very resilient team, even though, you know, a lot of times we're down, self-inflicting ourselves. But so what? Just really leaving a mark to, you know, think back, hey, he did this, you know, whenever we did this. And, you know, just to have that fight in us, just to know, even though we're 0-9, just doing things every week, doing things the right way.
Absolutely.
It just means so much.
Yeah, and it's because of that mindset that I'm going to tell you the same thing I'm telling an 8th and 9th grade bunch of basketball players at Fayetteville. It's like, hey, you know, who knows if you guys are going to be the guys to take it to the top, but you guys can very well be the guys to get us on our way. And I think that you, along with this group of guys, you guys are definitely that foundation piece of leaving the program better than you found it. I think you've done that awesome.
Well, and I'm going to mention something to Coach Zediker. Way back before the season started, when we had Talladega County Football Media Days, okay, I said this then, and I'm going to say this now. Of all the teams that come that day, and of all the ones that they had speaking with their coaches, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Childersburg Tiger play-by-play guy. I watched it all. I listened to them all.
Yeah.
This guy right here probably spoke better than anybody that came. And when you think about the word ambassador, you think about these chamber kids, the kids that are going to the chambers from each school and working. An ambassador, he may be one of the best ambassadors I've seen come through Childersburg High School.
I completely agree. Absolutely. You know, we were having dinner tonight, and the main thing was, man, I wish I had 3 more years with you, you know. But it's just been great to work with Cam, you know, and he's the constant presence in the locker room. We were talking how he's a morning guy. So, you know, we get in there about 6:30, you know, and he comes in with a boombox that's on wheels, and it is blasting his eyes. It'll go, and he's like, hey, get up, you know, and just those type of things. And just, you know, I came in saying we're going to do right all the time, every time, and this young man does it. And he's been doing it before I got there. You know what I mean? It's just credit to his character and his upbringing and his family and just the who the person he is. And he's been a great football player for us, along with basketball and baseball and maybe a little track this year.
Yeah, and you know, Cam, I got to ask you, your senior year, first of all, give me that line you was talking about a while ago. Hey, you're going to take my job. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Dom Tar Tiger Sports Network.
Hey, he's the man. He's got it going on.
Hey, sounds pretty good.
He's got it. Coach, I got to ask you, and I'll get you and Cam to comment both on it. When did you figure out this cat can kick it through the uprights on an extra point? And you do know that we hadn't kicked an extra point in 3 years.
That was my freshman year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He knows.
Kicked a field goal last week, too.
He sure did.
When's the last time we did that?
Ooh, you know, I tell you, it's been a long time. But that part is showing to me.
Yeah.
It's showing a younger guy. Doesn't matter whether you're running back or a quarterback or whatever the case may be. If you want to help your team step up there and kick a field goal, how's it feel busting them things through there to the field house, man?
Oh, I'm living every big man's dream.
funny thing
about it is, Cozy didn't even want to give me a chance to kick it first.
He was our snapper.
I was our snapper.
I said, you're going to snap it back too. There and then run back.
I had to beg him to just give me one shot. I didn't use a block or nothing. I was straight off the ground with it.
He did. Wow. He said, Coach, just watch me. Just give me one shot. He kicked it off the ground, went through, and I kind of looked around. I said, do that again.
Run it back.
And he did again. I said, let's get a block out here. Let's see. And the rest is history, man. It's been good.
And Dad's absolutely right. That team first mentality, you know, just doing whatever I can to help the team. You know, you mentioned having you know, 3 more years with him. I think you'd also be really glad to have 3 to 5 more players with that mindset and mentality.
Yeah.
Going into this last week, the game plan, everything wrapping up, probably a lot of emotions, bittersweet, like Cam was saying. What is the overall mood of the team going into week 10?
I think, listen, like I said, we've had a good week of practice. I think, I haven't got the sense of anybody's ready for it to be over. You know, it's more of, man, this is really it. You know, I can't believe it. And I got a saying, you know, I told him in spring, blink will be in summertime. We started in June. I said, blink will be 4th of July. You know, then we started the season. I said, blink will be in week 5. And now here it is. And it just seems like, you know, we just started. And that's what happens in sports, you know. And so, but, you know, I think the kids are excited. It's a rivalry game. Everybody knows everybody on these teams. You know, they've all grown up together with each other. They hang out somewhat. Half of that Winterboro football team comes to our school for the career tech aspect of it, because we're the hub. And so, listen, it's going to be fun. I think kids are looking forward to playing in this game, and they do every year. And so it hasn't been a real hard sell to say, hey, let's go out and get ready for Winterboro this week.
You know, it's funny you said that, because correct me, Cam, we haven't beaten them in 3 years. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Halloween night, Friday night, John Cox Stadium. What have you got to do to beat Winterboro? Because I'm going to tell you, he's got athletes everywhere.
He does. He's got a lot of speed, and he's got really good athletes. They got a good run string of athletes coming through there right now. Anytime you're playing a football team that's won a couple state track meets, you know they're going to be pretty fast. Number one, I mean, I say it every week, our special teams has got to be better. You know, we dropped 3 kickoff returns last week. And absolutely, that absolutely, you know, was, I think, the turning point of the game, you know. And so we got to be better. We worked really hard on that aspect in our kicking game this week. We're going to have to contain their speed. They're going to hit some big ones on us. We're accepting that. We know that's going to happen. You know, we can't just stay so far back trying to stop the deep one, because then you're going to give up the run. But what we got to do is not let the big one take us out of the game. You know, still make them earn their points. And offensively, you know, we're going to have to. We feel like we put a lot of emphasis on our offensive line this week, because we felt like our O-line hadn't played real good in the last 2 weeks. Part of that is the opponents we played, but part of that too is, man, we just had some bad games. So we've mixed that up a little bit this week, and we just got to go play. You know, we can't have 110 yards of penalties. We got to be there. And listen, they're averaging a lot of penalties as well. I got a lot of games on them, but they just have that ability to get it right back with the speed they got. So we got to play almost penalty free. Kicking game and special teams has to be really good, and try to eliminate as many big plays as we can and make them earn everything. And listen, if we can come out and score some points early and get a little bit of momentum, man, it will be a dogfight. I really do think that. You know, if we can come out for once and not play from behind like we've had so much this year, then the mentality and the confidence in these young men, I think, will be out the roof, you know, knowing it's our last home game and these seniors' last game to play. So that's kind of the mentality. We got to come out, we got to smack them in the mouth early and try to get some momentum on our side.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Cam on this one, because I know you just a few minutes ago told us how much you love to kick. It's a big man's dream. But I got to ask you, has kicking replaced your love of hitting people on that offensive line?
No. Isn't that the like contact? No, not at all.
I didn't think so.
It's funny you mentioned that, because that leads me into the question I have for Cam. I know how you feel about Coach Johnny Johnson, okay? What has it been like with this guy? He's been doing this a long time, Coach Zetiker has, and he come in. He had to, the first thing he had to do before winning any football games was win you guys, win the respect. When did you know, hey, we're bought in with this?
After the spring game. After the spring game was a big turning point, because, you know, we started to see, like, hey, we can be really good at what we do if we just be coachable. And when I first met Coach Z and he told me morning lifts and morning walkthroughs, I thought that he was insane. Getting up at 5:30 every morning. But overall, it's just been fun. It's been fun getting to know him as he gets to know us and all the new coaches that he brought in. And it's really a tight family now.
Well, I got to ask you real quick too, before KJ and we talk about a little more with Winterboro, but when that final horn goes off on Friday night, you've got basketball and baseball to look forward to. Some of these other guys on the senior, they may or may not. But what are you going to think about your football career when that final horn goes off? That you gave it all you had?
Yeah, I'm gonna feel more blessed that God blessed me to be able to do this for 4 years and, you know, be injury free and just really have fun and learn the game of football. You know, basketball and baseball, those are fun, but, you know, football, that's first thing in the year, gets everyone excited, and it's just you can't put on those pads again after Friday night. You can't put them on no more. You can't just go hit someone when you need to on the football field, you know. So it's going to be – I know me and my seniors are going to miss it, but it's going to be an odd feeling not having it when Maeve rolls back around and spring football comes back.
Two things real quick for Coach Zetterker before I get KJ back on here too. Coach, you talked about early in the year these younger guys mixed with these – I don't know, handful of seniors that have stuck with it and done what, and you're getting Javis back from the Army, and all these things is the building blocks.
Yeah.
Those are the blocks that are being set. And this guy I know understands that, but, you know, now you've got some younger guys that are seeing this guy getting up at 5:30 in the morning to come walk through and workouts. But you know that when he's gone, that's going to make him a better employee,
oh, yeah,
a better father, a better husband, whatever the case may be. Those younger guys are going to start catching on to that.
They are, and that's what you get in this business for is to, you know, use this game to teach young men about life and responsibility and commitment, you know, and being part of something. And that's just part of it, and he's the epitome of it. He's you know, Cam probably picks up, what, 4 or 5 guys every morning? You
know? Yeah, about 4 to 6 guys every morning.
Yeah, you know, and so he's the ones getting a lot of them there that don't have rides. And, you know, and we kind of talked, we had an analogy about kind of the season, what we're trying to do with our program, and not to get into all that, but basically I told these guys, you know, we're not seeing the results, the tangible results as far as wins and losses go, you know. But what I hope they're seeing is – what we started this year, okay, they can come back in next year or 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 and say, we started the building process of that. You know what I mean? We started the buy-in, the doing all the little things right, the coming together as a team, the fight for 4 quarters, and now look at what this team's doing now. We started it all. And that's what I say to those
and
guys.
I think last week when you won the JV county championship, that's just one of the fruits of the labors of these guys.
Yeah, that's it, absolutely. So, man, you know, the only way, the sweetest thing that could happen is these guys get a victory on Friday and see where we're at.
Yeah, Coach, talking about Friday night with Winnebago, we mm-hmm. know what they can do offensively
yeah.
and all of the speed that they possess. What can we do offensively to kind of say, you know what, whatever happens on that side, we can try to contain, but we got to do what we can do on offense. What do we need to do to get back to our specialty in controlling that line of scrimmage and running the football?
Yeah, you just got to come off the ball a little bit better. You know, the scheme that they're running against, that we're going to be going against, I think is a little bit more understandable for our line this week. We got to handle edge pressure. He's going to bring a lot of heat. You know, we got to get JJ in space some more. You know, last couple of weeks he's kind of been contained. Javis has got to run the ball well for us, and we got to catch some passes. We dropped a lot of balls last week that were first downs, possible touchdowns, one that was a touchdown.
And, yeah.
and those are just the type of things that we've got to take advantage of to have an opportunity to win. But, you know, Coach Johnson's got some new wrinkles without giving away what we're going to be doing. You're going to see some different things out there. And when you do, you're going to say, holy moly, what's going on here? So, and that's something we wanted to put in. We had a staff meet Sunday. I said, man, let's do something fun. Let's do something that these kids are going to look forward to. Have some, hey, let's get to this part of the field so we can do this, you know. And so we're throwing all our eggs in the basket. We got some tricks up our sleeves, and hopefully we're in a position where we can use them, and it'll be fun to watch.
Coach Johnson with some tricks, you know, he lives right across the road
he
from
sure
one
does.
Of our high schools. Yeah. So this is a big game for him. Not to throw you under the bus because I don't want you to mention every name, but it is senior night.
Yeah.
Friday night at John Cox Stadium. I know. And I don't – you don't have to name everybody, but as a whole,
I want
as a
to,
group, yeah. Talk about your seniors.
Yeah, listen, it's kind of – it's why me and Cam came up early. I want to eat dinner with them. And I haven't had any problems out of this bunch, you know. I mean, you're – tit for taff here or there, you know, but other
right.
than that, man, they've really bought into what we've asked them to do and have come to work every day. I hate the two that we lost to injury, weren't being
yeah.
able to be a part of that, because those were two big losses in Tay and
Devin. Your best athletes.
Yeah, but, you know, Javis Stone's an alpha. Man, he's a dude, you know, in everything he does, and he brings a presence in the locker room with Cam as well, and on the field, you know, he don't come off. Duke Fairman, you know, I think has had some really good games this year. He's well on special teams. He's done some good. You know, the Talladega game comes to mind where he was just
oh, yeah.
you know insane all over the place. Cameron Young's an offensive tackle that's been in and out of the lineup. He had an injury or been sick, but other than that, he's had a really good year for his senior year.
Cheese,
man. I tell you, Cheese is anchored our defensive front. And if you haven't been around Cheese much, that is a funny young man. You know?
He is.
He's a what I call an old soul, and he's genuine, and he's a great kid to be around. And I think this was by far his best football year he's ever had, and really brought a presence there. Who am I forgetting?
Sammy
Fiesel. All right, kid never played football in his life. Now this kid can dunk. He's a phenomenal athlete. He can probably he's extremely strong in the weight room. And I had him in PE last year and talked him into coming out. And he'd come some of the workouts, and he was just like, man, you know, he was supposed to go to boot camp with Javis as well. And once he started spring, he decided not to go. He's like, Coach, I like football too much. I've never done this before. And let me tell you, Sammy, Cam comes in with the music, but Sam is meeting me at the gate every morning. You know, he's what
really?
I call my golf career. Yeah, man, he's the ultimate morning person. Just a great, great young man. Demeanor about him. He's smiling and you know, just really good young man. Am I leaving anybody else out?
Cam Borden.
Oh, Cam Borden, yes. Cam Borden, you know, we weren't real sure if we were going to have him on the team this year, and he got some stuff done to get on it. And, you know, him does a really good job. Just, you know, he does whatever we ask him to do on the field. Dantuan Crow is another one that never misses anything, comes to work every day, kind of does the dirty work with some scout team stuff and stuff like that. So we're hoping we can get him on the field tomorrow. And that's about it, I think. Is that 10 of them?
I want to say,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got them all.
But, yeah, all of them are exceptional young men. I had them, Miss Jill and I cooked dinner for them the Thursday before our first game against Fayetteville. And I put my arm around Cam today at practice. I said, you know what I can tell you, Cam, is you were in my house on your birthday. It was his 18th birthday, and we got a picture of all of us, biggest smile I've ever seen.
It's actually on. So I have a rotation on my lock screen. It's all of us on my lock screen on my phone.
Yeah, and so, you know, your seniors are always a special group, and when you take a program over, your first group is usually one of your favorite ones. And these by far are some of my absolute favorite young men I've coached.
Coach Zediker, that's awesome to hear. I know you're going to miss them, but
yeah.
I know you also have just got to be proud. You know, Dad and I both kind of alluded to the foundation and being the group that
yeah.
starts the process, and you guys have absolutely done that. We talked offense, we talked defense. Ultimately, Friday night, what are we looking to do more so than anything? I think it's to have fun and give these
yeah.
kids something to go out with.
It is, and that's kind of been the theme of the week. And just play good football. Let's play four full quarters. Let's play mistake-free. Let's put it all together, for one time this season, and let's see how it shakes out. If we're the better team when we're playing our absolute best, so be it. If they beat us, but we played our absolute best, so be it. But let's have a full game where we're at the very final seconds of the clock, and we either have a chance to win or we don't. You know what I mean? And that's kind of and then give these seniors that ultimate prize. You know, of hey, here it is for all your hard work. Thank you. And that's what we're looking for.
You know, one thing that a lot of people fail to realize when you look at the record, and the record's not something that we're happy with this year by far. But when you look at the schedule, out of 10 games, you will have played 8 postseason football teams.
I was thinking about that earlier today. And there's a lot of y'all's schedule that's deep.
That goes a long way into creating wins and losses, okay, especially with a young football team. But Friday night, it is senior night, is Halloween.
Yeah.
And, you know, stranger things have happened on October 31st, hadn't it, Kim?
It has.
So, hey, we need a big crowd to come out and send these seniors out. You talked about Coach Mansfield. I believe he coached for you, didn't he?
Yeah. Listen, I got a ton of respect. Coach Mansfield's like a brother to me. You know, we coached together 4 years at Lincoln. He was my defensive coordinator. Know his wife and his kids, man, just great people. And so got a lot of respect for him as well as he does for me. So, you know, be the first time other than that JV game that we played against each other that we've actually competed against each other. And he's a good colleague of mine and a good, very good friend of mine. And so it'll be a good battle, it'll be a good respectful battle with each other, that's for sure.
And, of course, airtime for the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. You want to say that?
The Domtar, say that again, Kim.
Say that again,
Domtar Tiger Sports Network, baby. I love it.
The airtime is 6:30, Cam. KJ, Clint couldn't be with us tonight, a little under the weather, but he'll be there Friday night with bells on. We're going to have a good time and hopefully send these seniors out with a win. Coach, thank you so much for being a part of this. We may get together next week and have a little playoff coaches show. We'll see.
Yeah.
Get in here and eat some chips and talk about some more football. But I know you want to send these seniors out the right way Friday night. And as always, go Tigers.
Well, go Tigers. Guys, I want to tell y'all, you know, both of you and Clint, man, I appreciate what you guys do for these young men and for our community. And I don't think a lot of these kids realize how special it is to have a network that follows them around and has interviews in not only football but all of our sports. And the time you guys give for these young men is impeccable. And so from the bottom of my heart, thank y'all.
Well,
I get the thanks a lot, but thank y'all. We appreciate it.
We've enjoyed it. Hey, we know where it's going. I'm just telling you. But I do know, I'll say this real quick. Coach Donahue helps you. Of course, baseball coach. Cam plays baseball. Mm-hmm. Coach Johnson, then we're going to have a really good basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
And then Coach Mazzell's got probably one of the best softball signees coming through.
Ain't no doubt.
Softball.
She's a
beast. With Brooks. And we're going to be covering all that. As you said, it's not just football, but we want to send these seniors out with a win on Friday night.
Hey, let's do it. We want no tricks and lots of treats.
That's right.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. We'll have Coach Limbaugh coming up here in a few seconds. We appreciate Cam Estelle coming on with us and, of course, KJ being here. And we will be at John Cox Stadium Friday night as Childersburg hosts the Winterboro Bulldogs, and, of course, Winterboro will be right back there the next week as they host the first round of the playoffs as they host Monroe County, I believe it is. So we're not going to take a break here all night. We're all the way through with things going on at La Costa. Hey, La Costa is your place to be to come and eat some chips, have a great time, get a good dinner at a great price. And, of course, they just love all these football crowd here, all of the players that come, the coaches and everything. So we're going to send Coach Zetiker and Cam out. And right now, Coach Limbaugh is going to be coming up here in a minute. No breaks for me tonight as we're having to go all the way through, and that's what we wanted to do because we appreciate – hey, buddy, thank you for coming, Cam Estelle. the absolute one of the best ambassadors for Childersburg High School I think I have ever seen.